Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
I want to take this time to appreciate Pastor David for having afforded me this opportunity to come here and minister the word. And I want to promise you that you must listen attentively, because before you think of it, I'll be down, seated there. As you listen, listen very quick. And I want to acknowledge all my partners in the ministry, the resident pastors, the elders, and all of you that have come to the evening service. We want to thank God. Pastor David is in CFC Johannesburg ministering the word, and we really thank God for the work that he's doing in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. You established the earth through your word, and it still abides. All your commandments are faithful and they are right. As we come before you this evening, and we are going to receive the said of your word, we thank you, Lord, that just one word from your mouth will change every situation. Just one word from your mouth, O God, will turn things upside down. Just one word from your mouth, O God, will change our evening, our night, into day. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is alive. Your word is powerful. We appreciate you. Holy Spirit, as I partner with you this evening, I'm thankful that you will speak through my mouth and think through my mind. And I'll be careful to give you alone the glory and the honor for everything that will be accomplished through your word. In Jesus' name, and everyone says, amen. Before you sit down, say to the person standing next to you, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor David is busy with a series, How to Serve God with a Pure Heart. Now, this is my favorite subject. As long as you talk about issues, heart issues. If I was to start a church, I would call it Heart Transformers Church. But something to do with heart and transformation. So, but my message this evening is titled, As a Man Thinketh, So Is He. As a man thinketh, so is he. I'm surprised that God did not say, as I wish, so will men be. That he did not say, as I desire, so will you be. But he said, as you think. A story is told of a young man in his about 25 years, 26, a young man who admired a successful elderly man. Now, because we are not told of the name of this young man, may I ask that we give him a name tonight? Which name can we give this young man? Which name can you easily remember? Simon. Lesija. Arnold. Okay, let's call him Madumi. Now, Madumi admired an elderly man. And he approached this old man and said, I admire you. You look from far to be very successful. You are not like us. You are not like me. It's like whatever you touch turns to gold. From my observation, this is Madumi talking to the old man. In my observation, I've realized that you are very successful. You are not like us. You look to be very disciplined. It does not look that you have temptations like us. It's like whatever you want to do, you just do. I see you going to church every Sunday without failure. You are not like me. You see, with me, sometimes I feel like going to church, and sometimes I feel like not going. I see that you consistently and regularly go into the prayer meeting. You are not like me. I see that your business is succeeding. I see that every day you are running on the street without fail. I love your discipline. With me, I make a decision to say this year I'm going to run 30 minutes every day, but before the end of the week, I will have given up. You are not like me. With me, I make a resolution that I will give generously, but before I even remember it, I have given up. With me, I try to do business, and when I go through difficulties, I give up. You are not like me. That's Madumi talking to the elderly man. I see that you have money. I can see from a distance that you have been trying to save money, and when you decide to save money, you save it. You are not like me. With me, when I say I want to save money this year, by the end of the month, I will have finished that money. You are not like me. I admire you. With me, when I try to do business or I have an idea, before it's long, I will have given up. You are not like me. It looked like you don't go through pressures that we are going through. It looked like in your days you never went through the young people's pressure like me. It looked like everything that you decide to do, you just do it. Why is it that you are not like me? And the old man is listening, and he's saying this and that. I see that you have cars. You look like you have built. You look like you took courage when we were discouraged. He said, with me, when I have a business idea, the following day when I wake up, I'm just discouraged. I give up. That's why I am stuck, and I admire you. The old man says, I hear you. The challenge is that you don't know where I come from. You don't know how many ideas I had and they failed. You don't know how many battles I fought, I tried to fight, but I failed. You don't know how many difficult times I went through, but I just took courage. You don't know how many ideas that I had that failed and did not work. Of all the things that you are seeing me having, they are not half of what I dreamt about. I might look successful, but half of the things that I dreamt about also failed. You don't know how many times I fell down and I had to rise up. You don't know how many temptations I fail. Even when you see me going to church every Sunday, you don't know that It's not every Sunday that I want to go to church. But I still go. You don't know that I take courage to go there. And at the end of every service, I thank God that I had gone to church. Now Madumi is looking. What is this old man saying? You don't know how many projects I started but did not work. The only ones that you see are the ones that succeeded. Then he continued to say, there are thoughts in every man's mind. Every time I had thoughts to succeed, a thought of failure is just close to that thought. Every time I had a thought to hold on, a thought of discouragement will always come closer. They are never far from each other. When I have a thought to say, let me go in the morning and do my exercise, a thought to say, just rest, you will go tomorrow, always come. Every time I have a thought to eat right, a thought to say, you will start next week, always come. Every time I have a thought to forgive, a thought to say you were right comes. These opposing thoughts are always in my mind. Actually, these thoughts are like two dogs. They never agree. They have never agreed. When I have a thought to succeed, there's a thought closer to it. Now, in my mind, it's like there are two dogs fighting all the times. These dogs never agreed. Wherever there is time, they fight. Now Madumi looked to the old man and say, now which dog win? Then the old man looked at him and say, every thought that I feed win. Every thought that I starve, lose. Every thought that I feed will win. It does not matter how weak that thought was. But as long as I take time meditating on that thought, it will win. So he says to him, if you don't want a thought to win, starve that dog. Starve the dog. Just starve the dog. If you don't want any thought to increase or to continue into your life, just starve the dog. If you want that thought to grow, just feed the dog. The power is in your hand. Which dog do you want to feed? Because the one you feed will win. The one you starve will die. Now we come to our message. As a man thinketh, so is he. Why is the Bible not saying, what do you wish you will be? We are full of wishes. If I say to you this evening, write your wishes, you will fill all your journal. But the Bible does not say, as a man wishes, so will he be. The Bible does not say, as God desires, so will you be. Actually, the Bible tells us that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. In other words, everything has been given unto you. But to receive or to get what you desire, you just have to think about it. No qualification. You don't have to go to school. Just think about it. And as you think about it, so will you be.
Now, who is not qualified? Because if he were to say those who are graduated, some of us would not make it. If he was to say those who are praying too much, maybe some of us will not make it. But he say, as you think. Now, today seated here, you are the results of your thoughts. Just as you are here, no, you are not the result of your background or your disadvantage, whether you have a rich father or you don't have a rich father, whether your father died many years ago, you are not a product of that. You are a product of what you have been thinking all the time. Just stuff the dog. You know, your mind is just like a cage. In each, there are always two opposing thoughts. Thoughts are just suggestions, opinions, arguments that come in your mind. Whether you are prayerful or not, thoughts will come. Godly thoughts and ungodly thoughts. Bad and good thoughts. Thoughts of victory, thoughts of defeat, thoughts of failures, thoughts of success. They come all the time. Whether you are in the prayer room, they come. Whether it's during your prayer and fasting, they come. Whether you are not doing anything, they come. Whether you are joking, you are on the road, they come. Whether you are asleep, some of you sometimes don't sleep because there are a lot of thoughts in your mind. Thoughts will come all the time. So you don't have a strainer to say, these thoughts don't come. You go. You come. No, they come. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Now, what is the difference between thinking and thoughts? Because I say we all have thoughts. Thoughts are just suggestions, opinion, arguments. But thinking, when we say you are thinking, you are taking that thought that you were thinking, that came into your mind, I get it. And you direct your mind towards that thought. You focus on it. You give it all attention and energy until that thought becomes a belief. And that belief is just a thought that you give attention to repeatedly until it turns into a personal truth. And eventually it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You think about it until you believe. You know, we are born again, but if I can ask you things that you are believing about, you can see. There are people who just say, agaro bala maman. And then, what's like you making again? Wabona rumutoba anagana, uba asaja, uba asarobala, ube anagana. Now, he is giving attention to a thought. And what he is giving attention to will turn into a belief. And immediately when you believe that thought, it directs you. It tells you where you are going. How many of us believe that we will not make it in life? Do you think it was just one day that you woke up believing that? You thought about it. You fed that thought until you believe it. It's a thought. You are too quiet. I'm not used to such a quiet congregation. You are thinking. Okay. So you become what you give attention to. Not what God desires. Because God has given you all his desires. He has already given them unto you. Now what he's saying, align your thought to my desire. And when you align your thoughts to my desire, then you receive, you become what you are thinking. How many of young people that your parents thought best about you, but you are still not what your parents desired? Because that's not where you have given attention to. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Let's go and see what it says. Are we here? Are you attentive? Are you listening? Or are you thinking? Listening and thinking. You are doing good. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us. He is saying things have been given, but for you to partake of them, you need the knowledge of him. What is he saying about you? What is it that he has already given unto you? What is it that you have in him? He has given them unto you. Now, for me to partake of all things, I must position myself by aligning my mind to the right thinking. Do we know that our minds, since you were born, there are familiar thoughts that have been going with you. By your upbringing, there are things that you were told and it became your beliefs. Your surrounding affect you and tell you how you need to believe some things. And there are those of them that you need to flush. Because when you think that way, you are not going anywhere. There's a need in us to do a spring cleaning in our thought life. Spring cleaning. You need a spring cleaning. You know, when we do spring cleaning, now some of us, if not all of us, need a mental spring cleaning. Because there are some thoughts that are limiting us. You are praying today, wanting to pray the whole week, but you are not changing your thoughts. Now, because your thoughts are not changed, you are not taking a step forward. You need a mental spring cleaning. Some information need to be deleted. You need to visit your memory, the computer of your life, and make an intentional step. Hold a delete button and press delete. You know the things that you know about yourself. There are some of things are toxic thoughts. And it's an intentional work to delete and to renew your mind. Because you might say, today I've renewed your mind. Thoughts will keep on coming. They will not stop today because you have been praying. Even after you have deleted some will want to come. Now, Romans 12, verse 2. Let's go to it. Are you receiving, family? Romans 12 verse 2 say, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But be transformed. In other words, the Bible is saying, if your mind is not renewed, you will not transform. You will not be transformed. You may desire to be transformed, but you need to renew your mind. It does not say God will renew your mind. It is your responsibility to renew your mind. When we renew our minds, we will be changed, we'll be transformed. If you don't want to be in the position that you are, you need to change your mind. You need to renew your mind. We know that we do not put new thoughts over old thoughts. When we do spring cleaning, we do not put old things, new things, on top of the old things. Neither do we remove old things without replacing them with new things. You need to remove old things, old thoughts, delete them. And after deleting them, you still have another responsibility of replacing, the principle of replacement. You don't say, I have taken them away, and you don't replace. You replace the old with the new. If you have thoughts of unbelief, you must renew your mind and bring thoughts of faith. Is very intentional. You must replace fear with boldness. You must replace unbelief with faith. You must replace hatred with love. How many of us know that you can't love when you have a thought of hatred? Before you love someone, you must have thoughts of love. Some of you, some of us, want to love some people, but in our hearts, there are still thoughts of hatred. Now, before you can love that person, delete. Delete. Press delete. Press the button. Delete. In your thought life, starve that dog. You fed it too much. You fed it long enough. Some of us today are suffering from stress, from depression, from fear. Some of us are still dealing with addiction. The thought of drinking, you have fed it too much. Starve it. You want to change with your action, but your mind is still there. So until you starve it, it will remain there. Just starve it. Starve that dog, baby. Starve it. You have fed it long enough. Some of us want to live morally right. But you are feeding some thoughts that are opposing what you are thinking. Now, how do you feed the thought. By reading the word, you are replacing the thought that you are not loved, the thought that says you will not succeed. You must replace it. What does the word of God say? And you meditate on it. You memorize it. You read good books. Let me promise you one thing. You will not do this when you are lazy. You will not wish it. When you are, if you are saying, I don't like reading, you are actually saying, I love the thought and I want to feed it. If you say, you are actually saying, I want to feed this dog. This is personal. This is not about the church. It's about your life. If you say, now I wanna rina areba tobadu obadi bebele wa bona nagno yetelanyana, you will also visit your success. You will visit it. If you say, I don't have time, let me tell you the truth. You don't have the time to succeed. You don't have time to do that. If you can't feed it, it can win. That dog is barking. That thought is barking. It wants to win, but you are not feeding it. If you want it to win, feed it. Of these questions. Pastor, is it wrong to wash this soap? No, you know what you want to feed. You know what you want to be. It's not about us, it's about you. What do you want to become? Because you can't watch what you don't want to become. Whatever you are watching, that's what you want to become. So how does it have something to do with us and the church? It has all things to do with you. Feed it, baby. Feed it. It will win. It will make a breakfast. With a lunch. With a dessert. It will win, I promise you. Pastor, is it wrong to go with the company of these people? If you want to become like them, go with them. Why stay? Why keep the company of people you don't want to be like? Whoever you keep company with, if you know who you want to be like, look at the people you are keeping company with. That's the people you want to be like. So it's not about us. You love them. It's okay. I'm not talking about Dumela Bazalwan. I'm talking about keeping company. I get a khanye jamba na ba mudimu kiri keeping company. If you keep their company, you want to be like them. And it has nothing to do with us. It has something to do with whom you want to become. Your future. Every taste that you will develop in life will grow to its best. To its best. If you don't want to be a drunkard, how many of you hate people? You hate them. You hate that. You hate to see people like that. We love them. I agree. We embrace them. Jesus loved them. But if you hate to, don't start. Don't start. Because every taste that you develop, don't trust it. You don't know how far it will grow. Ita ula treasure boy. When I wonder ke atomanya na ke sipa gere, agere I always tell you about sipping Christian. I will not know noga Christmas. Can you trust a bottle? Whether the taste will grow wagua? Wagera kuru utwere kama usasi ba unzakere kuru utwere so usasi bulu utwere juu mbabati. If you develop a taste, it will grow. And it's all for your life. It's about you and your life. It's about you and your future. It's not about the church. No, it's about you. When you feed it, it will win. If you don't want to watch, if you don't want a broken family, why watch people that have broken families? Why watch? Why just take this time? Wajodula, wajotalel. And you are thinking, ah, we're not strong, whatever. Now what are strong? Go na go talel, I'm a lim. Are strong. On the other side, if you want to be successful, feed the seed, feed the thought. Accompany yourself to the people that are successful. If you want to be a good cook, associate yourself with people that are cooking well. You want to become like them. I get it. If you want to be poor, use the excuses that the poor people are giving. Give the excuse. I'm not talking about the needy. Because there's a difference between the needy and the poor. There are people who are needy today, but they are going somewhere. They will grow. I'm talking about the poor. If you want to be poor, use the excuses that poor people use. Nagina bomma, le rena rena papa rena. Le rena papa rena ba tuile, and then what? Nagi chuana, le rena rena chuana, and then what? I don't have time. These are the excuses. I'm tired. You are tired in the morning. You are tired in the evening. You are tired during the day. You are tired. Always tired. These are the excuses. I was telling our leaders on Monday, and don't sleep too much. There's still a lot of time where we can sleep. We will sleep enough when we are dead. So don't waste time trying to rest now. We will sleep enough when we are dead. Didn't they tell you that we have enough time to sleep when we are dead? So wake up early. Yes, we must rest, but when now fro as such we rega or say kucha. The excuses. I was telling them about also the statuses that we see. People, a person on his WhatsApp status is saying, when days are dark, friends are few. And then Lernarario, his friends are few. Na Lernar Matamel. Why ba hot baiba muchavich? It's good, eh? We need to be positive all the time. And sometimes you look silly when you are positive. But looking silly is uncomfortable for a minute. But allowing fear, doubts, laziness will be uncomfortable for a lifetime. Get the attitude to say, if I get knocked down 7 times, I will get up 8 times. If a wall of destruction shows up before me and want to block me from where I am going, I will do what it takes to climb over it. I will go around it. I will even go beside it. I will go under it. I will not give up. I will keep trying until I reach the other side. This is the attitude. When days are difficult, say, if I fall down, I will stand up. If I fall down, I will rise up. Determine in your heart. Determine in your thoughts. Determine in your mind. Even when you are asleep and it's difficult, say, I will rise up. I will rise up. And whatever barrier try to stand before me, I will climb on it. I will climb on it. I will do all that I can to climb on it. And I will be on top of it one day. Children of God, it's about our lives. There's a saying that says hard work is a warm-up for successful people. A warm-up for successful people. So I want to declare to you this week, you are thinking well. Amen. Your thoughts are aligned to God. Amen. Your thoughts are aligned to what God says about you. Amen. You are deleting, you are flushing down every toxic thought. Amen. And you are starving that dog. Amen. You are starving it. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye, toxic thoughts. Bye-bye, you'll never see me again. Bye-bye, thoughts of failure. Bye-bye, thoughts of defeat. Bye-bye, thoughts of laziness. And welcome, thoughts of success. Welcome, thoughts of victory. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen.
What happens is, when you are in the house, you know, you are enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
To you, and I'll be home to you.